Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the 4 o'clock Thursday happy hour. Also, the Masters has begun, and we've got a fine guest right from the top. He is Joel Brennan. He is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. I believe a first-time guest. Joel Brennan, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, nice to join you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, Joel, for joining us, sir. We took note of a op-ed you wrote. I want to make sure I get this title correct. How the Wisconsin Republican Party became the party of no. And Joel, in this context, you're talking about what? The budget to maintain and fix and construct. Tell them what you mean, sir.
Right. What I was talking about there is the state's capital budget. So the state has the operating budget, which the governor introduced in February, and then very shortly thereafter introduced the capital budget, which is really about the state's building projects. So about, as it usually breaks down, about half of that is UW system projects. The other half are projects in state buildings, other facilities, veterans complexes, the health facilities that we have around the state. So really, that's what it is. And for the second time, really, this is unprecedented. Since Governor Evers took over, the Republicans on the State Building Commission have never voted in favor of any capital project. They've just become, as the title indicated, they've become the party of no. No to veterans, no to kids who are deaf or hard of hearing, no to the Department of Natural Resources and state parks, just the ultimate kind of upkeep and capital building projects that you need to be sustainable over the long term.
Now, Joel, there are some in the audience that are going to say, you know, all parties do this, but I believe you pointed out in your op-ed, this has not really been an all parties do it sort of thing. The process, the governor putting forth a capital expenditure budget and the Joint Finance Committee, the other party signing off on it. Well, that's been the way it's gone since the moon landing. I think that was 1968, Joel.
Right, right. The moon landing bonanza, the Cartwright family. I think we referenced a few of those things. But yeah, this is just the kind of the unprecedented times that we live in. And no matter who was governor, there's been split party control over the course of the last five decades, over the course, frankly, of my lifetime. And during that time, there's always been the opportunity for there to be some agreement on these things before it gets turned over to the legislature.
And Joel, even procedurally, they really had to go through and stick it to Governor Evers and, by extension, the people of the great state of Wisconsin, because construction expense ain't going to get any cheaper. But they had to vote down individually 88 individual projects. I mean, that's an all-day process, Joel, just to say no 88 times.
Yeah, in fact, I think once or twice one of them got confused and said yes on one. I think that there was a time that happened during the course of the 3 or 4 hours of that meeting. But yeah, they just and this is the same thing that happened. It was like a Groundhog's Day event from 2 years ago, because, you know, at least at that time, you know, some of them were for them before they were against them. They had voted for them in the committee and then they voted against them in the full building commission. And it's unfortunate because these are the kind of projects that create jobs. They maintain the buildings that, you know, for those who live in Madison, you know, they may have seen just this week, we had an unfortunate incident where a piece of Van Nuys Hall fell off. And this is just the kind of infrastructure and just the kind of maintenance and upkeep that goes into the capital budget. These things don't just take care of themselves. And unfortunately, I think we've got some people in the legislature who believe that that's the case.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We have Joel Brennan, the Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Administration, joining us. Joel, it's a pleasure to speak with you. The Republicans in this regard saying no, okay, have they offered any sort of alternative or compromise to any of these 88 issues?
No, really, I think what they have said is just let the legislature decide. You know, I think that's been their mantra. It was 2 years ago. It's been some of their reaction now. And, you know, I think you guys understand there's a reason why the governor is involved in a capital project or in the capital budget that covers the entire state. Now you throw it in the legislature and there will be, you know, members who want to protect something in their district, but want to screw somebody in a different district, or, you know, they simply don't have the ability to look beyond their parochial interests. And that's why you have a statewide purpose with the State Building Commission. And that's been the tradition over the last 50, 60 years.
Joel, the American Rescue Plan going to funnel billions of dollars into the state of Wisconsin. Does it impact the Department of Administration or any of these other projects? If we had this conversation now with the Republicans, would there be a different outcome?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dom. They did, you know, one of the suggestions while we were meeting was, well, the governor's got this $3.2 billion of federal money, just stick some of that in there. Well, you know, while the final guidance hasn't come out from the Treasury yet, the things that are pinpointed in that act that you can invest in the capital, on the capital side, are water, sewer, and broadband. And the governor has already said that we want to continue some of the unprecedented investments that he's made in broadband over the last couple of years, but you don't protect state buildings with that. You're not able to build new buildings or fix the buildings that are 60 years old on the campuses around the state with those dollars. We will make the best possible use of those federal dollars, the ARPA dollars. There'll be significant resources that'll come into the state, but those are about recovery in the short term, in making sure that we benefit the industries that have been decimated by COVID-19, making sure that individuals and families, because you know, the pain from COVID-19 has not been felt equally. And so we need to make sure that those dollars are being spent effectively and efficiently. And some of that may be on some capital projects. It'll be much more limited than the ongoing capital investments that the state has made, you know, for many, many decades.
Joel, as mentioned, we saw your op-ed as published in the Capital Times. And I was excited because I was glad to hear from you in this regard, but also a little cautious and want to get your sense. Jumping into this very political, I guess I would call it, statement, putting out an op-ed like that, are you concerned about any blowback from Republicans coming out and saying specifically that they are the party of no?
Well, you know, I think I hope that I have friends. Friendships that I've cultivated since I've been in state government. I'm not a lifer. I came to Madison just a few years ago, and I've worked in other capacities, and I've worked with people of all different political stripes. And I think, you know, if you're a pragmatist and you want to get stuff done, you have to call people out when they are doing things that are, one, embarrassing for the state, and two, have the potential of hurting us over the long term. And these are, you know, the $2.5 billion that the governor outlined for capital projects. Those are not his pet projects. Those come from six-year plans that the agencies and the university do. These are things that are, you know, buildings that were built in the 1960s and 1970s that have a useful life that they're coming to the end of. And so, you know, we need to make these investments, and for people simply to you know, turn a blind eye towards that, you have things where, you know, I'm not saying the sky is falling. Quite literally, in the last several days, a piece of a building fell off on the UW-Madison campus. And, you know, so this is not hyperbole. These are the things that you need to do to protect life safety, to ensure that the UW system can turn out innovators, to ensure that you can have efficient workplaces around the state. So, you know, none of this is about hyperbole. It's about how do we get something done.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our fine guest, Joel Brennan. He is a cabinet secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Joel, recently, the National Republicans have talked a lot about the moving of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, describing that as cancel culture, and how dare you take, you know, this revenue and this investment and these jobs away in the middle of a pandemic. But I would basically look at that very same assessment and say this canceling of these 88 projects effectively takes a huge investment away and a lot of jobs away. Can you speak to the jobs and the investment lost?
Sure. Well, I think it's about, you know, almost a $4 billion economic impact in the state from these projects around the state. And people can understand that these are projects, some of them are big projects, building a new building, a new state office building in the city of Milwaukee to replace a 58-year-old building there. But a number of these are $3, $4 million projects or less through the Department of Natural Resources in state parks. There are things about kitchens in the veterans homes that we have. So they're kind of the blocking and tackling of making sure we can deliver state services. But at the same time, at a time where the state needs to recover economically, these are investments that we can make that create jobs, that provide opportunity for people, and our economic development projects in 31 different counties around the state. So there's an awful lot that the state can do to be part of this recovery. And we can't stand on the sidelines while people, need to recover. And while we need to make investments for the long term, the thing I guess I'd say about the capital budget is, and there's a lot of discussion about the state office buildings and offer people returning to work and how are we going to use state office buildings in the future? And those are great questions that we were not only grappling with during COVID-19, but even prior to that, about what the workforce and the workplace are going to look like. Yeah. But we make these investments not just for 6 months or for a year or for 2 years, but for 30, 40, 50 years. And so we have to be prudent. We have to be wise in the way that we do that. And I think we've been pretty good stewards of this, and we can create economic opportunity and still doing the right thing for the long term for the state.
Joel, my little buddy Dominic is often taking issue with the fact that we effectively use cash accounting and not accrual accounting here in the state of Wisconsin. Under the prior Walker administration, there were some financial gamesmanship, some tossing and scooping of the debt going on to move it off this month's books and onto next year's books. Joel, is any of that part of what's going on here?
Actually, we're in an enviable position on our capital debt as a state. If you look at the benchmarks around the country, Wisconsin does very well. And we're in a position where money is still relatively cheap. You've got historic lows when it comes to interest rates. And so this is really a pretty responsible way for us to do it. We've done a lot in refinancing since the governor took over. We spent some money on lowering the capital debt around the state. So we're in an enviable position, and we're in a position where we can make these investments responsibly over time. So, really, I think there's the opportunity and the benefit in the short term that we can gain from these by also doing what's right for the long-term economics of the state.
Thank you, Joel Brennan. He is the Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Administration. And someday soon, we'll call you a friend of the Devils. Thank you, Joel. More Devils. We'll be right back.
Thanks, guys.